This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. It was a golden goal for Team USA yesterday as the Americans rallied past Canada in the gold medal game at the Olympics in Italy, the final 2-1. Lake City native Taylor Heisey assisted Megan Keller on the game-winning goal. Keller says,
"A lot of pride goes into that, and yeah, it's never easy. It's not easy to win these, so just so happy for our group."
Meanwhile, the U.S. men will take on Slovakia this afternoon in a semifinal game. Wild forward Ryan Hartman says he watched the quarterfinal win by the U.S. over Sweden earlier this week, featuring several of his Minnesota Wild teammates.
"I mean, I was definitely cheering for some teammates over others. Obviously, you know, hopefully that one, you know, does well. We're definitely cheering for the U.S. And it was an awesome game."
On to basketball. The Wolves are back in action tonight, taking on the Mavericks in Minneapolis. Head coach Chris Finch says they want to put on a push now to get home court edge in the playoffs.
"I mean, we're not afraid to go anywhere or play anybody, but obviously you want to give yourselves the best chance. I mean, so we have that in front of us. You know, I think we're a game and a half back from third as it stands now. But we got some ground to cover, and obviously we all have to play each other."
Tip time tonight, 6:30 at the Target Center. Women's basketball last night, St. Thomas lost at North Dakota State 73-67. The Twins and Gophers play an exhibition baseball game tonight in Fort Myers, unofficially kicking off the spring training game schedule for the Twins. For the Gophers, head coach Ty McDevitt says this is awesome.
"The Twins have been so good to us. They've been so good to us, and you know, for a long time we were the only Division I baseball team in the state. And they've taken great care from us long before I was even here. I mean, you look at what happened when the dome collapsed and them letting us use Target Field and the collaboration that we've had over the years when it comes to player development and being able to utilize a lot of their player development technology and their player development staff. They've been so good to us."
This is MNN Sports.